to the child abuse case last September. The state of Alabama has turned over more documents to the Department of Justice as it continues its investigation of the state's prison system. The Justice Department says the documents are related to allegations of excessive force and abuse by prison staff. And a judge has denied bail for a man charged with killing two Dothan teens in 1999. Coley McCraney was arrested in March for the shooting deaths of J.B. Beasley and Tracy Howlett. Court records show the case will go to a grand jury this month. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
This is the sound of the two new Reese's Lovers Blizzard Treats being made at DQ. But it's not what they really sound like. Listen closer. That's the sound of the extra chocolate in the Reese's Chocolate Lovers Blizzard Treat. Or maybe more peanut butter is your thing in the Reese's Peanut Butter Lovers Blizzard Treat. And whether you pick chocolate or peanut butter, your favorite Blizzard Treats just got happier. DQ. Happy tastes good. At participating locations.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
The city of Virginia Beach is in mourning. On Friday, a municipal engineer shot 12 people dead inside a government building before he was killed in a shootout with police.
New developments in the search for a Connecticut mom of five who vanished more than a week ago. Police announced the arrest of her estranged husband and his girlfriend.
Out of North Carolina, where a 17-year-old was badly injured in what one park ranger called a shark attack.
Four people were hurt when a cruise ship slammed into a dock in Venice.
The British newspaper The Sun pressed Mr. Trump about comments Meghan Markle made about him.
She said she'd move to Canada if you got elected.
What can I say? No, I didn't know that she was nasty.
On the campaign trail, some scary moments at an event where Senator Kamala Harris was speaking. A man rushed the stage, grabbed a microphone right out of her hand.
Puts up another three. Shot won't go. That'll do it. Golden State has tied the finals. And this best of seven series is tied at one game apiece.
Me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, Old Glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representative chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. Stock market is down 29 points, and the temperature outside is kind of weird. It was sort of getting hot, 92 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are we doing today? Big guy.
I'm feeling good getting things done.
Like I knew I should.
Oh, yeah.
Getting ready good. For it. Joey's going to be off next week. Big John's going to sit in for him. I'm going to be gone for a couple of days. But you're going to New York State.
New York State, yeah. My brother's fiance, lovely lady Caroline, she's from Saratoga Springs, New York. So they thought that would be the best venue, and I agree with them, despite the travel time, because it's going to be magnificent.
It really is. The weather, and have you ever been to that part of the country?
Oh, no.
The Poconos and all that kind of, it's just gorgeous.
I've been to New York City when I was like 13,
yeah.
So but it's amazing.
People do not realize New York's actually a very pretty state.
Absolutely.
When you get into the Poconos and up in Buffalo and that kind of area, it's not, New York is not New York. And it's a really a beautiful state. And I know you'll have a good time, so we're going to make the most out of this week while we have you here.
Oh, yes.
So how was your weekend?
It was good. It was good.
Did you do any good eating?
No, I was more, I'll admit I ate some red meat.
You did? What'd you eat?
I ate some of that ribeye steak. You
isn't
suggested
that
ribeye, it.
Isn't that bone-in ribeye good?
It's so good. It's so good.
I am so good. Boom, boom. I marinated mine for a while and did the precision cooker. It was absolutely great. Now, I'm used to the prime ribeye regular, but that bone-in ribeye really had a great flavor to it with the bone.
Yes.
And everything. And
yes, it
does.
It
was really good. Very reasonable price. So I'm going to pick up another one tomorrow before it goes off sale. So I can get kind of get the best of both worlds, as they would say. 272-9228. First time call, essentially let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift baskets. What's in those gift baskets? Well, $60 worth of goodies that you put in there. They have got peaches galore. The peaches are dynamite. I keep thinking they're not going to have any more strawberries, but when I was there on Saturday, they did have strawberries, but the strawberry place calls them and says, we've got strawberries if you want to come and pick them. And so then it sends a crew up there and picks them. So you may look out and get the strawberries, but you definitely can get the peaches. I got a cantaloupe, two for $4. And that those things were absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
I took the opportunity to make an adult beverage with one of them. So I got the cantaloupe and I sliced it where I had a big wedge that would fit nicely in a drink.
Yeah.
Then I used the juice and I basically did an augmented Sex on the Beach, which is normally peach schnapps, orange juice, cantaloupe. And then you can add a little, like, Malibu. Well, I put in cantaloupe juice and then a piece of cantaloupe.
Instead of the orange juice.
Well, in addition to the orange juice.
In addition, okay.
A little less of the cranberry.
Okay.
And it was absolutely incredible. Anytime you have a drink and you go, you know it's good.
That sounds good. And two cantaloupes for $4 is a lot of fruit.
I'm telling you, they're incredibly juicy, fresh as they can be, have got just a magnificent taste to it. But people would take that slice out of the drink and start eating on it.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of soak up some of that vodka. And the so I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the cantaloupe in vodka and then put it in the drink maybe tomorrow night.
Why not tonight?
I don't know. I don't want to be drinking vodka-filled cantaloupe by myself. So unless something happens. The first sign of an alcoholic. Hey, you know, we got this tariff stuff that's going on. And so we're going to do a story on the tariff. Matter of fact, let's do that. Mexico tariff could affect average prices here, and it's going to affect little Danny Boy.
President Trump is doubling down on his threat to impose new trade tariffs on Mexico. He tweeted yesterday, quote, "The problem is that Mexico is an abuser of the United States, taking but never giving." Last week, the president announced an initial 5% tariff on all imports from Mexico if the country does not stop illegal immigration to the U.S. The first round of those tariffs is due to take effect on June 10th, not too far away. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is here with how this could affect American businesses. Mexico is a major trading partner of the U.S. What products could be affected?
When I say major, the number one right now. So we export a lot. We import a lot. We import close to $350 billion worth of goods. And we're talking about everything from automotives to auto parts, electronics, fruits and vegetables. So strawberries, raspberries, tomatoes, avocados, beer, liquor, even crude oil, which we are importing now.
She said
so
beer.
The real concern here is because the list is so vast that the price of these things could rise, and that would clearly not be a good thing for consumers.
Rise how fast, Jill?
Well, it really depends what the product.
How fast and how much?
Yeah, the fruits and vegetables almost immediately because they have very narrow margins. I think for a lot of the other things like a car, it would take a while. But when you talk about how much, especially for the cars, there are some estimates that say that the average auto at the 25% tariff level, so they would have to be in effect through October, that could make the car, on average, $1,500 more expensive, $2,500 on some models. Wow. Exactly.
I could care less about the car.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally in the kitchen when she said, beer. And I went like, homed in on that, went back, ran it back, and then looked and see if they had that clip, because I said, I'm playing that one.
See, but Ritz has been trying to get you off this skunky Corona.
Hey, don't talk bad about my Corona.
So maybe the president's going to push you off of it.
Well, I did some calculations here. Mm-hmm. So if it goes up 5% and a 24-pack of case of Corona is $26, then that basically is going to cost me $1.25 more or 10 cents a beer more. Is that going to stop me, Joey?
No. Not at all.
You're a wise beyond your years.
And then you can eat that Alabama grown and harvested fruit, you know.
There you go, and pay no tax on that.
Exactly.
So I've got to brag on Don Duncan. So yesterday, you know, I got that little tire gauge thing that says what your air pressure is in each of your tires, including your spare.
Yeah.
How they do the spare, I have no clue. Because I look, there's no connection to it. I don't know how they do that. But so yesterday I showed 14 pounds in one tire. So I'm pulling into my garage and I pull up and I look at the tires and my back right is flat.
Mm.
So I get up this morning, have called AAA, two of the nicest guys, one a newbie, another one a old timer, or been there a long time as a young guy, but had been there a while. And they pumped my tire up, took it down to Don Duncan, said, look, guys, y'all can either take me back to my place or I'll wait here for it. If it won't be very long, I'm just going to produce my show while you're doing it. From the point that I walked in to the point that they handed me my keys, 21 minutes.
Wow.
That is amazing. Took the nail out, took it off the rim. I've got tire locks, lug locks on my car, so people won't steal those mags. I'd kill them if they did. And 21 minutes.
That's
in
incredible.
And out. And it did not affect any other customer in the store. They have what they call a hotshot crew that when they need something done real fast, they get the hotshots out there and working on it. And I mean, 21 minutes, that was spectacular. So I got there at 7:30 and I was leaving before 8 o'clock. That's pretty darn good.
That's amazing.
And Don Duncan, they are super duper people. And they also said, Mr. Morris, your oil needs to be changed fairly soon. Do you want us to do that now, too? And I said, well, actually, I want to come back and do that because there are a couple of other things I want you to take a look at. So Don Duncan does it again, the Madison Avenue location. Great folks. Great, great, great. If you're not using them, you're missing on something here. New 793.1, the MO Show. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I have to ask Mr. Don Rickard what's going on at Brubaker Motors. I've been in Troy, Clanton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa, and everywhere I go, I'm seeing cars with Brubaker stickers on them.
Well, it's two things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We'd rather sell 1,000 vehicles and only make $100 than sell 100 cars and make $1,000. We price our vehicles to fit your budget so you can drive away in the car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted. The second thing is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks and no fine print. Our secret isn't really a secret at all.
What do you mean?
We respect all our customers and treat them fair. To put it in layman's terms, We just always do what is right.
That's it? Just good old Southern hospitality?
You got it. It's actually become the Brubaker way, and people appreciate that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Kia, Brubaker Infinity, and Brubaker Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. Or visit them online at brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Yes, these my opening comments are getting comments from other votes. 84 says you need to move to Natty Light. Wayne said 10 cents a bottle, well worth it compared to American beers. So I don't want that to affect my Corona intake. I'll be single-handedly keeping Mexico floating. Literally. So let's say with the CBS story on the effect of the tariffs, and by the way, they're... the Mexicans are coming up on Wednesday to meet with Trump people, and it's just like our guy said, is, you know, this what happened, you know, there's talking about it and then there's doing it. We're just in the talking about it stage right now, and the stock market responded favorably this morning to the happenings during the weekend. It was up as much as 200 points, but then, as I told you when I opened the show, it was down about 28. So let's listen to the second half of the story.
Like, when you add all this up, can it affect the broader economy, which is otherwise healthy?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at where we are right now, the economy's doing pretty well. We had a much stronger than expected first quarter. Second quarter, what we're in right now, has slowed down some. For the whole year, economists think we're going to expand by about 2.5%. If the full impact of these tariffs were in effect, some economists believe that we could shave off a quarter to a half of a percent of growth. So you were going to grow at 2.5, now you're at 2. You might say, who cares? How does that affect me? Because if you're a business, you may not want to invest more in your employees. You may not want to give raises. You may not want to build a new facility. So this has real impact for American workers. I should also note, there are about 5 million jobs that are linked directly to trade with Mexico, and the people in those industries are very worried.
You sort of answered it, the potential fallout for the automakers.
Well, the automakers is really interesting, because when you think about a car that is, let's say, American-made, look under the hood. So many parts come from Mexico. About $93 billion worth of automotive, 17% of every U.S. car, somehow had some piece made in Mexico. And think about this. Because of these supply chains, basically free-flowing between Mexico, the U.S., and Canada, parts go back and forth many times. So if we were to see retaliation, all of this can escalate. It's why we know that the Mexican authorities have said we want to avoid this at all costs. It would be bad for both sides.
If the price of beer and avocado goes up over the summer, I don't see how that's politically good for the president.
Or the price at the pumps. Again, yes. This could really
which is
have
also
a big,
possible.
Yes,
right?
Very big impact.
I don't get the oil part of things. I mean, it if we're not doing our oil without, I mean, we're oil independent now as a country. We do have a deal that says we're going to buy a certain number of barrels from them each year, and it was just part of a trade agreement from a long, long time ago. But I don't see how it's going to start driving the price of oil up out there, so I'm in a little disagreement with her on that. But this is, it's kind of fascinating to listen to this thing and how people are reacting to it. And Trump was over in UK today, and a whole bunch of the stuff that he did was stuff I did with Reagan, and just a little bit different. They went to Westminster Abbey, and they did Buckingham Palace, landed the helicopters there. They chose a different place than when I landed there, and we blew the royal ducks all over the place. That was funny. I was kind of going, are they really going to land at Buckingham? And then they landed at another area of Buckingham. Not in the very back part of Buckingham. They also didn't land with the H-53s, which is what created all the problems. That was how we were blowing the limbs down, all that kind of stuff. But the Trumps looked like they were having a good time, and then the London mayor was and Trump were kind of going at it. And I thought that was kind of interesting how that was taking place. But we'll... I think he may come out here with a good trip. And remember, when he normally goes overseas, something happens. And he left yesterday, and I'm surprised we haven't heard anything yet, or something hadn't happened. But maybe the Jackals are going to be a little quieter than they normally have been. Let's play In Position, the shooting that happened in Montgomery last night. Oh, by the way, we've got... Jay King, candidate for District 74, who's going to be in the House at 1 o'clock with us. You may remember him. He's lieutenant. I assume he's still a lieutenant with Montgomery Police Department, but he ran for mayor. I'm sure you will remember him when you see him.
Yes.
But he became a personal friend from that. So when John Dow, another personal friend, called me and asked him if he could be on, I said, absolutely. So let's listen about this shooting that happened near Gunner Annex.
All right. In multiple shootings, I was trying to figure out which one you wanted to play, but shooting
is it going to play? It didn't look like it.
Here, let me try the other clip. Well, this is at Point Mallard.
This is up in North Alabama. This is a very nice park. Very nice park. They've got a wonderful convention center there. It's a state park, and that is leased out to, I think, Marriott Corporation. Hmm. And this was a shooting. Wait till you see the age and what happened here.
Cast in just a little bit. All right, Jessica, thank you. Well, we start off this morning with breaking news from overnight. Police indicator are working to find a suspect in a shooting at Point Mallard Park from last night. Here's a look at the scene for you. We're told that this shooting happened just after 9 near the wave pool at the park. Two people were injured, but we're told they were not life-threatening injuries. Police say that this was an isolated incident. They have identified a suspect, but they're not releasing the identity just yet as they continue their search. We're going to stay on top of the story and bring you a first alert notification as soon as we know more.
Okay, so this is a nice park, and it's probably one of the nicest state parks that is around. If you've been to DeSoto and some of these others, or I mean, this is a very nice park. It has kind of a theme park feel to it. I've been up there to conventions. Governor Hunt, and when I was with Governor Hunt, he's the one that started bringing in, it was run strictly by the state, and he got the state out of the deal and brought in hospitality companies to run it, and it just started making money like crazy. I mean, it turned into an expense item to a big plus item, where they would do, when we did it and they were going to build the facility, you could like rent a cabin there for like $40 a night. So those things booked up like crazy, as you can imagine, where they'd be worth like $100 a night. But so this person goes in and starts shooting folks at this place, which is a very nice park. So the other one did not work, so let's move into another subject here. Let's do this Virginia Beach gunman, and this was a real tragic. Now, I guess we have to go to break here, don't we?
Yeah, let's hit this break.
Let's do the break. Damn, our show will be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The President and Mrs. Trump grabbing some downtime at the U.S. Ambassador's residence in London after a busy start to their three-day trip. There was an arrival ceremony, viewing American artifacts in the Royal Gift Collection, lunch with Queen Elizabeth, tea with Prince Charles. Also a visit to Westminster Abbey for a tour and a wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknown Warrior. There's a big dinner planned tonight. A body found in Arkansas is confirmed to be a four-year-old girl reported missing in Texas. Malia Davis's mother's ex-fiance is in custody. The Indian Air Force searching for a group of climbers missing in the Himalayan mountains reports spotting five bodies.
An official saying he believes they are some of the eight who've been missing for more than a week after an avalanche. The team, which includes four British, two Americans, an Australian, and an Indian liaison officer, was trying to scale a previously unclimbed 21,000-foot peak.
That's Lillian Wu. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The week starts out quiet, but some much-needed rain later in the week, and our fingers are crossed for today. Sunshine dominates again, another dry day with a high around 93. Partly cloudy, low 68 tonight. Tomorrow's high about 94, mainly dry again. Widely scattered storms pop up Wednesday, another warm day. And then the rain prospects get a little bit better on Thursday with scattered thunderstorms, and then storms becoming more likely Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Finally, we may get some of the rain that we've been needing. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Oh, yeah.
Please don't ever let me be. I only want to be by your side. Please don't ever
let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan Joy. How are y'all today?
Very good. And you?
I'm doing fine as usual, probably better than I should. Dan, it doesn't surprise me with these bunch of idiots when they start talking about the avocados, the gas, and the rest of the stuff. It's a pure essence of who these people are. They're a bunch of idiots. That's why this country is in the shape it's in. They're more worried about an avocado than our country. They're more worried about 30 cents more than a gallon than our country. These people have no idea what they're doing, or they're just ignorant, one or the other. No, it's just no other answer for
it. Or both.
Or both, yes. Because if they don't know the national treasure that we have as a freedom in our country, these people need to be shipped to avocado land and live there in eternity. Because they do not need to be here. If they do not know what America's all about, in my opinion, they don't deserve to be here. We here to fight for freedom. That's what we do in this country. Our soldiers do it. The citizens do it. Everyone do it. Because we, like we said, we're the last beacon on the hill. And these bunch of, I mean, it's actually just proof of the pudding. Because if they, this is the ignorance that got us to where we are today. And thank you, Donald Trump, for going to school, get an education, and not being ignorant like these bunch of ignorant fools who drove our country into bankruptcy and no telling where else they was wanting to take it to. I have no pity for these people at all. And, Dan, you know I express my opinion about this a lot. But on the ending note, Donald Trump and our First Lady need to keep up the good work, and our Vice President also. And guess what? America is great again. Now that we got all the idiots out of there.
I like that.
You know, this is just ridiculous. I mean, I sit back and listen and talk about an avocado, and I just like to take an avocado and...
go easy on him now.
Yeah, you know what I mean, Dan.
I don't want to have to... Joey to have to dump you.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I had a wonderful weekend. Once again, working in the yard, driving a tractor, and spraying chemicals. But guess what? Mama's happy, I'm happy.
There you go.
That's the name of the game. All right, y'all. Just remember, don't worry about the avocado. We can make a salad with something else.
And our guacamole salad, yeah, our dressing, our dip there. Thanks for stopping, Coach Rodney. You have a wonderful day. Let's go to our good friend, Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. How are you today?
Hot as a scalded dog.
Yeah, really?
I mean, it's wicked. It's going to be wicked. So, God, it's dry. My yard is dead, guys. Oh, I think it's going to come back till it rains. Did you see the interview with Jerome Powell?
Did not.
On 60 Minutes?
Did not.
Excellent. Not 60 Minutes, Jerome Powell.
Oh.
And let me tell you, his demeanor is very similar to that of Mike Pompeo and William Barr during the interview. In other words, very measured, no questions bother him, very focused and intelligent answers. Scott Pelley and CBS is just beyond, you know, their way. Scott Pelley looks worried, so worried about everything. How is this possible? How is that possible? You know, when the economy's kicking butt and all that kind of stuff. Don't you think there's going to be a recession? And Jerome Powell just held steady as a rock. I like him quite a bit. I think that was a good presentation for the Trump administration, as well as William Barr. And I'm really disappointed in CBS. And did you see Face the Nation?
Absolutely.
What was missing from Face the Nation? Face the Nation.
What was missing?
A white boy.
Ah.
No white boys allowed. That's an interesting turnaround. Y'all watch and see. I think they're trying to eliminate the white boys from the opinion polls, but that's the first time they have not had any journalist that was white. I found that interesting. You did not notice that, did you?
I did not notice that. I thought some of the questions and the tonality of Margaret Brennan and her questions were unusual. So I think they're showing their true hand, but
yeah,
particularly Chuck Todd too.
Well, I don't watch NBC because I don't get it, and they're not worth even trying to get. Her questions to the maybe potential prime minister of England, were loaded to hell and back, just like Jerome Powell's. You'll see it was very similar question lines to Jerome Powell as this lady, even though we're two different interviewers, and this man trying to say, get them to convict Donald Trump on making opinions and all that. And he was very measured in response, and I thought, I kind of like the guy. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
I do.
And those red, those rosy red cheeks that British people have because they're so pale and it's so freezing up there. But I thought it was interesting. See if you can catch Jerome Powell's interview. It's well worth watching.
We'll try that.
Thank you very much, sir.
You have a wonderful day.
I will.
News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. Yeah, let's do the Virginia Beach Gunman. This was a... they now have gotten to where they will not mention the gunman's name, which I'm all in that, but they don't give much of the gunman's background type thing. They did show a picture of him, and you could see from that he was a black male. But let's listen in on this.
Investigators are trying to determine the motive for the shooting. The suspect, as you know, is Dwayne Craddock. He's a 40-year-old engineer and a 15-year employee of Virginia Beach. He had submitted a resignation email the day of the attack. Errol Barnett is outside the crime scene. Errol, what else do you know about this resignation?
Well, we know that one of the deceased victims was in the suspect's chain of command, but was not his direct supervisor. So that could be a clue now as investigators try to determine if the gunman's job status had anything to do with what unfolded in Building 2 directly behind me.
He was not terminated. And he was not in the process of being terminated.
Officials have not said what the suspect's resignation contained, only that his job performance was satisfactory.
He was in good standing within his department.
Reports of gunfire first came in at 4:08 p.m. Friday.
Shots fired, second floor. He's going up the steps.
2 minutes later, officers arrived from police headquarters nearby.
I got a male down on the third floor with a gunshot wound, still looking for the gunman.
Navigating a building police described as a honeycomb, police eventually found the suspect 8 minutes later, who discharged rounds well into the double digits in a prolonged gun battle.
Something that's different about this case than any other cases here, he bought the guns legally. Mm-hmm. We don't know about mental stability here. He did resign by email about an hour before the shooting started. But the thing that was different is he used a suppressor on his 45.
Hmm.
And if you shot a 45, 45 is a pretty loud round. And the suppressor, I'm not sure if it worked to where they couldn't find him as quickly, or what the kind of the advantage was. I think that he could do more sneaking up on people.
Well, if at night you have a suppressor on, it suppresses the flash, right? I mean, I've heard that a suppressor doesn't... It's not like the movies, not like James Bond.
It's not like the... Pew, pew,
you know, no, it's still pretty loud.
Yeah, it's... I've shot a suppressor on a 410 when you go squirrel hunting, so the other squirrels don't go, ah! Run! And you can kind of get ahead of them. But so that's kind of the only thing that's different here. But he worked in this department, he worked in this building, and he went kind of by floor and just shooting people. And thank goodness they have changed the action time to where police officers go in and try to find the perpetrator right off the bat. And so you have four officers, one gets shot. During the time, he gets shot with a bulletproof vest on. I've learned something about bulletproof vest. If you have a bulletproof vest on and the shooter's got an AR-15, bulletproof vest isn't going to do you any good. It just goes right through the... That's what happened to the police officer in Auburn. Guy had an AR-15 and shot the police officer that got killed. Went right through his bulletproof vest. Also, the one that was in the hospital that was part of the canine unit. Went through the vest and hit him.
Is the round so small as it's going?
Yeah, it's because it's so hot. It's a 223. I used to shoot a 222, a 222 Swift. and I stopped shooting because it's such a hot round. I shot my last deer with that. Went right through him. I tracked him for about a mile.
Okay.
And then had to put him out of his misery. That was the last deer I ever shot. It was just too hot of a round. And it would go right through that stuff. So let's play the second part of the story here.
Officer hit.
At 4:19, one officer was shot, saved by his bulletproof vest. Once cornered, the gunman exchanged fire with police through a door. Then, silence. Officers entered and administered first aid, but the suspect died later at the hospital. Police recovered two .45 caliber handguns, one equipped with extended magazines and a silencer. More weapons were found at the shooter's home, all legally obtained.
Have the suspect's family and relatives been in communication with you guys?
Our team of detectives are out interviewing everyone.
The suspect's family did not return our request for comment and posted this message on their front door. The Craddocks say they are grieving for their loved one, sending condolences to victims. Sunday morning, each of the 12 victims could be seen in the Craddock driveway, staring back on the front page of the newspaper.
Now, as we mentioned, all of the suspect's weapons were legally obtained, and that includes the silencer, or what's known as a suppressor. Last night, President Trump was asked if he thinks those silencers should be restricted. And while he didn't answer that question directly, he did say, quote, "I don't like them at all."
The story's so disturbing on so many levels because it keeps happening, but one thing that stands out to me, they keep saying this guy was well-liked, well-known. Nobody had any idea that he was harboring this kind of thing. This is what scares me. He's doing very well on the job.
That's
what scares me, guys. How do we protect ourselves?
You can't, and you don't know what's going to...
You can't?
It's inexplicable.
Yeah,
is the
it is.
And you may not ever get an answer for it.
It is the word for it.
That's the trouble.
Right. No answer that would ever make sense, even if you get the answer.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, I was talking to someone last week that is in the mental health field, and this is what the problem is. Our mental health issues in this country, somebody needs to do something. I do not want to take anybody's liberty away. And I think everybody needs to have due process. Don't misunderstand my feelings towards that at all. But on the other side of this is we've got to do something where we're more aware of what's going on with people. We've done this do your own thing stuff for so long, and we've lost that interaction with people and to see if somebody's doing okay. And I'm just worried there are a lot of folks that are not doing well out there, and they are taking that emotional, that feelings that they have within them, and then they're carrying it out in a violent way. David, hang on for me. Dan Marshall, we'll be back right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Don't ever let me be. I only want to be by your side. Please don't ever let me be. I only want to be by your side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. Oh yeah. You really got me now.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I saw your face, better looking ten times.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Cut up from the chase.
Commander Jay Kane, candidate for District 74, is going to be in the house for our next hour. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Afternoon, Dan. How are you?
I am really good, my friend, and you?
Staying cool.
There you go.
Hey, I read the article on Drudge this weekend about the shooter, and everybody has this narrative that he was this, you know, everybody liked him, he was quiet, got along with everybody. This article in Drudge said the very opposite. That he was had been disciplined numerous times, had gotten into physical altercations with employees.
Yeah, you know, there are several little rumor stuff that were going on out there in the media land, and I couldn't come up with a story that I trusted about this guy. And I saw what you were looking at.
Yeah.
And it when I read it, it didn't seem to be coming from a reliable source.
Yeah.
Now, if it was the Baltimore paper or something, or the Virginia, Richmond, Virginia paper, the Free mm-hmm. Press, I would say that would, you know, I would have a lot more to believe in it. Virginia Beach is a great community.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's, I've been there several times. Matter of fact, I considered moving there one time. I was so taken by the whole area and the impact of CBN on the area and just the way it looked. I mean, it's just a great community.
Yeah, yeah. I was just interested, you know, in your take on it, because like I said, I've heard all this, you know, great guy, you know, got along with everybody, and then to read this one article, it says, nah, he was a troublemaker and everything, and, you know, got into all kinds of altercations with employees and stuff, and I'm just like, that's kind of the polar opposite of what I've been hearing from other outlets.
Yeah, and I hope they get into that, because if it's, you know, the commonality I see in all this is mental health, mental issues that are there. And either it's a straight terroristic act that they're doing something, or there's a mental health component to it. That seems to be the two pieces of it. And this guy seemed pretty planning, particularly there was the best TikTok I saw on it was Fox News and the way they did it, where he shot the person in the car outside the building first and then goes in and kind of very methodically went to certain floors and seemed to be wanting to go to particular departments that were there.
Yeah. And it was interesting that half of his victims were women.
Yeah.
I found that kind of odd.
But I did too. And the question is, were the majority of employees in that building women, or was it that he was picking women?
Right, right, yeah. So, you know, that's the question. But, you know, usually if somebody's methodically going through a building, picking people out, you know, you generally don't think he's going to be picking women out, you know, just fellow employees. You would figure he'd be picking men out predominantly, but I think it was 7 men and 5 women that he shot.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm wondering what the, because when you go into most county and, you know, city type operations, you do have a lot of women that are working there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. An administrative position. So, but anyway, okay, thanks, Dan.
Thanks, David. I appreciate the telephone call and the comments on that. We've got, we got so much to be talking about. I want to get into this Jan Crawford and A.G. Barr interview, but I want to save that for the final hour.
Okay.
This is a real fascinating kind of subject here. But the Dems were out in California for the California convention. So I want you to listen. This is going to be a Republican and a Democrat that's going to be talking about this. But the first one's going to be talking about the Democratic hopefuls. They couple of them get booed because they're at the California convention because of what they said. Listen in.
2020 Democrats descending on California this weekend for the state's Democratic convention, but cheers quickly turned into boos after candidate John Hickenlooper denounced socialism on stage. Listen.
Let me be clear. If we want to beat Donald Trump and achieve big progressive goals, socialism is not the answer. I was reelected.
So should 2020 moderates be concerned? Here to debate is former policy advisor for Mitt Romney and fellow at the Hoover Institution, Lonnie Chin, and Democratic strategist and senior contributor for Millennial Politics, Max Burns. Yep. Because you heard that, I also want to play a soundbite of John Delaney. He was criticizing Medicare for All, and they didn't like that either. Listen to this.
Medicare for All may sound good, but it's actually not good policy, nor is it good politics. I'm telling you.
So these are two Democrats speaking in California, mm-hmm. Democratic convention. There were 14 of those candidates there, and they're being booed. They're not even left enough for the group. Should this be a concern? Lonnie, I'll start with you.
Well, I think it absolutely should. Look, the Democratic Party is not the Democratic Party of Bill Clinton from 20 or 30 years ago. This is a Democratic Party that has gone massively far to the left. And if you look at the constituency that a lot of these Democratic candidates for president are speaking to, it's really that far-left constituency. You saw it in California. You're going to see it throughout this primary process, and we all know that presidential primaries pull candidates to the polls and the extremes, and the Democratic Party, that's exactly what we're seeing.
Reminder, Dan Black Studio, you got those video, the VHSs and betas, you want to turn them into something that's going to last forever, you need to get them digitized with Dan Black Studios. Now, you can call them and give you that telephone number, or you can just drop by. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. Dan is a personal friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's going to take care of you. So say you've got a couple-hour video that's on VHS, and you want to get it taken care of and convert it over to digital. He can do that, then put it up on the cloud, hand you a jump drive, or you can store it on your cloud, which is probably what you want to do, so you can always access it. Folks, that is what I do. All my backup now on the cloud. I have cloud service through Google and Apple, and it really makes a difference. I feel, I mean, you can imagine in my business and doing the show, I have got tons of backup that I've got to do. I'm shocked at how inexpensive it is. I'm basically spending 99 cents a month to back up more than I can't fill up my cloud. It's that much, that big for 99 cents a month. So that's a bargain. Dan Black Studios, get those things converted. Get them converted today. 334-440-7818. 440-7818. We're going to be back with Jay King right after our top of the hour break.